Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, listener Scotty wants to know if a Mac is a PC. But I want to broaden this too, because I want to ask you the question that Apple's got us all talking about these days, which is, what's a computer?
So the Mac is a PC. The phrasing of that one's a little bit tricky, because the Mac is a personal computer, and if you shorten personal computer to PC, then the Mac is a PC. But as we all know, having lived through the Mac versus PC wars, there's a second meaning of PC, which is different, and that's English for you. It's the same thing, PC. And in one case, you mean personal computer, the generic thing, and the Mac is one of those. And the other, it's short for Windows PC, essentially. Or Wintel PC, depending on how you want to phrase it. So that one is tricky, but I'm going to say yes, because there is a meaning of PC that the Mac is one of. And the other meaning is more narrow.
Okay, so now more broadly, what's a computer? Can we parcel that out in this? It used to be very simple what a computer was, and now it is very complicated.
I don't know if it was ever particularly simple, because, you know, so we had computer as like the people who do math and stuff because they were computing.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And then you get the machines, they were mechanical computers because they are mechanical versions of the things that the people were doing. And then eventually you drop the mechanical and it's just computers.
It's like mechanical keyboards. And, nope, it's not.
No. And there is, it's kind of like personal computer, PC, there is a very broad definition of computer that encompasses everything that we can think of that might conceivably be considered a computer. And it's valid. It's a real definition. Like, a computer is a machine that operates the way computers do, have transistors and logic gates and memory and all that stuff.
Right. That means that, and I've got several light bulbs that are computers.
Exactly.
In my house.
Light bulbs, washing machines, some fancy flashlights, like almost anything like is a computer. You could probably say, okay, well, it's got to be able to like load software and run it. It can't just be entirely hard coded, right? So you can't just have like a ROM chip. But even then, you could say, well, if it reads the program out of ROM, whatever. So that's very, very broad. And that's not a particularly useful definition, because people don't use computer that way. The Apple advertisement where the girl using an iPad says, what's a computer? They're talking about a much more narrow definition. But I wanted to put out there that the broad definition exists and is still a valid thing. So, you know, people would say, like, your car has many computers under the hood. And it does. That is true. But in the iPad commercial, that's not the kind of computer they're talking about. Computer, interestingly, is the narrow definition basically means personal computer, because people don't mean like a giant supercomputer or a workstation or whatever. They mean essentially a desktop computer, you know, from the Windows, Mac, Microsoft, Apple era of computing, a personal computer. And that is the narrower definition of computer that the iPad ad is playing off of, because iPads and phones and so on and so forth, of course, they are under the broad definition of a computer, but by the narrow definition of a computer, they're not desktop computers. They don't have a monitor, a keyboard, an input device. They don't sit on your desk. They're not even laptops. They are something else, and we've differently categorized them based on the combination of hardware and software attributes to not be like laptops or desktops or other personal computers, for no reason other than the alchemy of that. Like, oh, the software is different and simpler, and there's no hardware, keyboard, and mouse and pointing device. Therefore, these are not computers. When, you know, in every aspect, they're exactly the same as a personal computer or a laptop, like, you know, internally speaking. So, yeah, I mostly agree with the iPad ad. Not that she shouldn't know what a computer is, but that when she's using an iPad and someone talks about a computer, it is reasonable to think they're talking about a different thing than the iPad you are on, even though it, broadly speaking, is a computer.
It's not a computer as you know it, but it does the things that a computer that you used to need a computer for, but now it's a little bit different.
Like PC and computer, both of them, you need more information to know which definition the person, you need context to understand which definition the person means. And the context is usually there. Like, again, the context exists in the Apple ad. You know what they're talking about. You know which definition they're saying. But without that context, we have terms like that have a broad and a narrow definition. And you have to know which one people are talking about before you can answer that question.
Now, something you said that I want to use as a tangent here, which is, you mentioned desktop computer. And this is something that I actually struggle with in the work that I do, both speaking about and writing about technology. Notice what I said there, technology. I used to say computers, but I can't do that anymore. I say technology is the desktop computer as a concept, because a lot of times I need to differentiate between something like a mobile device, like a phone or a tablet, and I just call them mobile devices to roll them together, and a more traditional computing platform, a Mac or a PC, right? Running Windows, that kind of thing. See, I'm redefining all these terms as I go. And one of the problems is it's very easy to say you do this on desktop and you do this on mobile as shorthand to mean you do this on Windows and Mac and you do this on iOS and Android. The problem is 2/3 of the Macs sold, and this has been true for quite some time now, are laptops. They're mobile devices. They're not desktops. Desktops are computers that sit on a desk. So I struggle with that. Do you think about these issues? Do you struggle with like how you refer to a traditional PC as a desktop? If it's in somebody's lap, it's not on a desk.
Yeah. I mean, back when I wrote articles, this is just a specific version of the general problem of not having a single word, and you get sick of saying desktops and laptops. Like, you write that in two or three sentences and you don't want to see it anymore. You can't stand it. Like, I don't want to write noun and noun every single time. I want to have, you know, I don't want to write like, you know, cars and trucks. If I'm writing about cars and trucks, I want to define early in the article some word that, you know,
represents both.
Yeah, that represents both of them. It's like non-commercial light trucks and passenger cars, which I'm going to call whatever, right? But if you're writing about, you know, technology as you are, there's a lot of times when you want to differentiate mobile, which is a case where we have a word, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but we know, you know, it's a term of art in the industry what mobile means, even though laptops are certainly mobile.
Also mobile.
That, right. That covers that more or less. Some people might say, well, our tablet's really in the mobile space or whatever. But we have nothing over there. Like, we have, you know, you have to say desktops and laptops, because if you don't, you're right, if you don't say laptops, it's inaccurate and people will send you angry email and be like, I don't have a desktop. Or if you write just desktop these days, people are like, what do you mean? Do you mean like the Microsoft Surface Studio? Like, what do you, a desktop? Like, I don't even know if that's a term people use anymore. Computers might encompass that, because I think if you said computers, people would understand, especially if you gave them some context, but then you'll get the people who say, well, you know, an iPad's a computer too. So I don't know. I think you just stuck writing desktops and laptops for a long time.
Yeah, it's hard. And then there's no word, like, again, it's computers and phones and tablets. Like, we our language struggles with this, but then again, phones is itself increasingly, it was already questionable and is increasingly not what a not the right word for it. In fact, I was on one of Leo Laporte's shows, and he had one of those new things that was like an Indiegogo or something, and it's basically an Android computer, but it's in the style of one of those old Scions. So it doesn't have an outward facing screen. It's kind of like featureless until you fold it open. And then it's got a physical keyboard and a screen, and it's a touch screen and it runs Android. It's like, what is that? Like, and it's got cellular data connectivity, and you can even use it to talk to people like a phone. But it I thought it was interesting in that it really illustrated the point of like, what is a phone? Why do we call it a phone? Why do I hesitate to call that thing a phone? It does everything that a phone does. It just doesn't, you know, look like a phone that we think of. It's all the words are broken, is what I'm saying.
Just be glad we don't have to say smartphone most of the time anymore.
All the phones are smart now. Dumb phone, though. That never caught on.
Yeah, we use the qualifier for the dumb ones now.
Flip phone. I like flip phone. They'll make a smart flip phone, though, and that'll ruin that, too.
Yeah, and they have candy bar phones too. Stuff.
Robot.